Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
What are they watching?
I don't know, but I was just concerned.
It's a bit concerning how quietly we're talking.
Thank you, Athena.
She needed to get that scratch on her ear.
Chelsea needs to get into the actual show for whatever reason.
So we are at 28 minutes. 28 minutes. Okay, hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We should just have that as our always background music.
Well, we need a soundboard.
A soundboard.
If we had a soundboard, we could like pre-record like that. We could pre-record like
that's our little, other our things. Sound effects and
whenever
stuff.
It's a
and then whenever
whenever it's a kitchen don't. Oh no.
That'd be kind of funny. Okay.
Whenever you're cutting onions in the kitchen, there's no crying in food and beverage.
Oh man. Well, that's when you take that clip from A League of Their Own. Are you crying?
Oh lordy. So, this episode is talking about what's in season.
We're keeping all that because that's worth it.
We're keeping all that because it's worth it?
Yes.
Duh.
Now I have this stupid little mix song in my head. Anyways.
A mix song of Olaf?
No.
Mix song?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Just. Are they 90s musics?
No.
Okay. No. I don't know.
When I hear summer and 90s music, I immediately think
I said the name of the Yacht band.
Rock.
Little. I
Yacht
said
Rock.
The,
me? Oh like, it's so true, though. But,
Yacht Rock is good, man.
But
don't diss on it.
I was talking about the band Little Mix, which just I'm surprised I know the name.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Anyways, yeah. But we're talking about summer, and
which is a great season.
Yep. And
if you
want to
roast outside, you know.
What is in season during that season?
So, say season again.
Season. Make sure you. Season well during the season of heat.
Anyways.
With your fresh seasonal food.
Goodness. Stop.
Cooking seasonally?
Yes.
I like how she's like, no, stop, until she thinks of something to join in. And then she's like, oh, by the way, let me sneak this in because it's not annoying since I'm joining it.
It's funny.
I have to. I can't not. This is why we're married, right?
This is exactly together. Why we're married.
I become concerned for the future because I see what I'm going to have to deal with.
There's two.
Yeah, there's you two and there's
four.
Two more.
There's four
of you.
Oh, it's going to be all great.
It'll be great. Oh. So, summer season started June 20th.
It is upon us,
yeah. And it goes until September 22nd.
Is it the 22nd that fall starts?
Yeah.
That's what Google said.
It makes you feel like it's
I feel like
a lot
the minute
less.
That, like, August ends, fall
well, yeah,
starts.
But
that's me.
It's like school's back in session, fall!
But one of the crazy things is, like, okay, you know, we can be in fall here in Florida, you know, of course, end of September, beginning of August.
It still feels like summer.
And it feels exactly like it's summer.
Yeah, when we got married, because we got married in November.
It still was like pushing 80, 85 degrees.
It was still nice weather.
It was quite nice.
No,
I wore a strapless dress, so.
Honestly, that's because we were going into the dry season, and it stays warm down here.
That was one thing that I was concerned about October, when plans were still
getting formulated, yeah.
Because I was like, oh no, what if it rains?
Oh, well, we basically
were
like...
We were covered. Oh, you.
Me.
We were covered.
Not you.
We were covered.
Yeah, we were.
No one else was.
Everybody else was going to get soaked.
The bridal party was covered. You know.
Yeah.
Think that through. You got time.
Yeah. Oh, but I know I've got time now.
Got time. Anyways. So, summer is a great time for, one, it's longer days, depending on
where you are in the world.
More daylight.
Yeah.
It's a longer amount of daylight.
So, it's great to go and cook outside, as well as just spend time outside.
Yeah.
And there's some really great fruits and veggies that are in season.
Honestly, some of my favorites are in summer.
Or in summer.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I love summer fruits, mainly stone fruits.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not always the cheapest. That's the only thing.
You have to get, like, you have to find those, well, the U-Pick places are really
good.
The
U-Pick places, farmers markets are another good place to look for.
But, I mean, another reason why those are great is, you know, they might not be, I would say they're probably not going to be your cheapest, but...
No.
You're supporting a local farmer, which is awesome.
And who knows?
It's also supporting a local business.
And it's fun because you're
helping
also
helping the economy.
Depending on what you're doing, us having children, Wyatt would love to go pick stuff. So it's teaching them where food comes from, as well as like getting them involved, which is a great way to get kids. If you have a family of children. Just children.
Or if you're even into this sort of lifestyle.
Yeah, if you're
wanting
to try different foods or anything, a great way of doing it.
Another good tool for kids, I believe, is just taking them to a farm in general and being like, this is where a lot of things that you eat come from.
Yeah.
I'm not saying take them through the whole process because depending on the age of your child, that might be a little much.
I was
going to
say, funny enough, the midwife that we had used for both births, she had... No. Michelle.
Michelle.
She had basically told us that here locally, we could actually go to an area where they bring in the cattle and they butcher them on site. And it's like they butcher it right there.
Yeah,
and you can pick the cow that you'd like out of the bunch.
Finding the like freshest foods are always... gonna be great.
I know
they're not gonna be
the cheapest,
but you know what? Like that's where quality over
quantity,
quantity really comes into play.
Exactly. And so, besides, fruits and vegetables in season usually taste the best. If you
because they're picked at the peak.
Right. Say so. One of the fruits that are popular during summer, peaches, because they're seasonal. If you have a peach during the summer versus in the fall or winter, it's a completely different taste.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like avocados are a lot better to get during season.
Well, yeah. Right. And one of the great things is in summer. So, like, for Florida, that's actually... It's on my list.
Yeah,
avocados. They're for Florida, June to March is season. And then for the general U.S., it's May to August.
Yeah, you know, I'd say that I'm a little envious of other countries that still stick to seasonality. Because, you know, living in America, we are very blessed that we have the same fruits and vegetables all year round consistently. But I think it...
They're still available, but the one that they're going to be more expensive when they're not, like, a lot more. Because berries right now are really good to get.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty soon, like, they're going to be a lot more expensive again.
Yeah.
Well, it's like cherries are in season and they've been on sale.
But so...
They've been delicious.
So, I guess we have the gift of everything is in season, in quotes, right?
Well,
but
yeah.
Really, it's not. But that's just saying that we have everything available. Whereas,
honestly, thanks to advances in farming,
right? But
greenhouses and other things like that help with that.
But the truth is you're gonna spend more for fruits and vegetables that don't necessarily have that same, like you said, flavor. Whereas, like that's where we kind of work to educate on, and that's what these episodes are for—to try and educate. This is what's in season during summer, so this is the best time to try out some of these ingredients if you want. And of course, it'll be in our notes.
Yep.
Some of the things that are in season, like vegetables. You got like radishes and arugula, cucumber. I already said avocados.
Surprisingly, garlic is actually a summer
Is it really?
Summer squash is also...
Carrots are summer.
Corn.
Yep.
I think garlic's one of those ones you don't think about because garlic isn't... It's literally an everyday ingredient. Yep. I season something, salt, pepper, garlic, onion. Garlic
is your first one, yeah.
But it's always salt, pepper, garlic. It's, there's never not any garlic unless you have an allergy.
But, yeah.
Which that does exist.
Yes, it does.
Allium allergies do exist. What's an allium, you ask? Allium. Garlic, onion, things like that.
Yeah.
Because my one friend that I have, she's got the really bad allium allergy.
Well, it's like finding out tomatoes are part of the nightshade family, too.
Yeah.
So they're relatives of like eggplants and all that.
Tomatoes, potatoes, eggplants are all part of the same family. Just they branched out a little differently.
Yeah.
Rhubarb is also another one. That's where you get your like strawberry rhubarb pies and
stuff. I've never had rhubarb.
You've never had rhubarb?
I don't believe I've ever had rhubarb.
We've had it a couple times. Like, we've made it for ourselves a couple times.
Like, strawberry rhubarb?
I don't think that we have, but they did have it.
Strawberry rhubarb sounds...
The pickled...
Sounds tasty, like strawberry rhubarb pie. That's what everyone... Mm-hmm.
Immediately associates with,
right. And it always sounds good, but I've never gone out of my way to, like...
Have it.
Try it or make it. Mm-hmm. So,
summertime is the time to try it. Mm-hmm. I was happy to find that arugula is in season because I always love the pepperiness that it brings.
I was gonna say arugula just has that really good flavor. It's
arugula's
slightly
a nice
complex,
mix-in.
And when you add it in with others like spinach, which can have some sweet, it really helps elevate your greens and your salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then some of the fruits that are in season, like you, Allie, you already said a lot of the stone fruits, so like apricots, plums. Cherries, nectarines, peaches.
What's the new one I've seen? Plumcots. Or there's a whole new one.
Well, they're always doing hybrids because they're always trying to make things.
It's a hybrid I've never seen before, though. I saw it at Walmart last time I was there getting stuff for the business. And I was just like, what is this? That's another interesting topic is plant husbandry, which I think is...
But that's a whole other episode that we can go into. That's a deep dive.
And there's also, like, blueberries, passion fruit.
One of my favorite fruits, mangoes.
Mangoes, yeah.
Absolutely love mangoes. I can eat them
Mangoes are
right
delicious
the
when
seed.
They're ripe. Mangoes are delicious when they're ripe.
You know,
Melissa's found that she kind of likes them a little slightly underripe.
Yeah. That doesn't really surprise me, though.
Because your mom does.
Yeah, my mom does
salt
and
lime. With mango.
Almost like you're having a margarita.
Delicious.
Or a Corona or something.
Whereas
a
Corona. My...
Yeah, you usually put lime in Corona.
My
hair... Like, but
see, mango now, is that a your mom thing or is that a Colombian thing?
No, I think
for the lime and salt?
Yeah. I think it's a my mom thing, but I'm pretty sure she'll say it's a Colombian thing.
She could, yeah.
Mom,
I know...
if you're listening to this, go ahead and call me and let me know.
Well,
yeah, because we don't know.
Yeah.
But it's delicious.
Because I know...
I love the lime and salt.
And everything mango. With lime and tahini, that's a Mexican... thing.
Right.
Yeah. Tahini and then chamoy is another add-on. That...
That's the thing.
I'm
it's
not
like
saying
you can...
it's bad. I'm just saying I'd rather some people would give me grief about it.
Right.
But I don't always want tahini all over my food. You know? Like, to each their own.
I was gonna say to each their own. Because I found that I love the salt and lime with the mango. And Tony's not a big fan of it. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're wanting to try something different, we might have given you an idea.
I hopped on that trend with the mustard and the watermelon.
Yeah.
Not saying I would eat it all the time,
mustard
but
and
it
watermelon?
Was, it was yellow like, mustard on a slice of watermelon.
It's like a big TikTok trend that's going through.
It was different. I'm not saying I would do it all the time, but I didn't want to spit the food out.
I tried it and
I
swallowed
Dijon,
it.
Okay.
No, I thought we had yellow.
No, I used Dijon on that one.
That's what I was going to say. I tried a bite, and I just, it wasn't
like
for me.
Like I said,
it
was
like
weird. It was interesting.
Like you said, it's one of those things that it's not for everyone.
Right. Everyone has their own taste buds.
Are watermelons in season as well? Because I feel like that's
a big
summer
fruit. Yeah, so it is. Melons. So, like, watermelons. We've had some really great cantaloupes.
Oh, cantaloupes are the best.
It's been real great for that. Because we've been making like fruit trays like crazy and cantaloupe. There's been some delicious.
I'm very sad that I'm wanting to spend my life with a man who does not like cantaloupe.
because I love cantaloupe.
It's Man, you so... made me want to do the joke that he cantaloupe. So many idiots, sorry.
Oof, ba boof. Like,
yeah, those jokes, huh? But anyways, but hey, it doesn't mean you can't enjoy the cantaloupe.
Yeah, that's true. That just means more for me.
More for you, right?
God willing, if we have kids, I'm going to be like, eat this melon. I'm going to force feed it to you because you're not going to be like your father.
Wyatt loves cantaloupe.
The only food Wyatt doesn't really like is sweet potato, unless they're those chips that I found. And then he devours them. Those are
delicious chips. Sweet potato chips. Delicious.
They are delicious.
So
what other fruits are... Did we cover all the fruits that are in season?
We didn't cover all of them.
But there's so much
in,
to go.
Yeah, there is. Like, why I was like, there's definitely going to be a list in there, because there's so many fruits and veggies. Though, ironically, when I did the list for fall, I think it was insane the amount that they gave me. Or maybe I just found a very great list.
You might have found just a really great
list. Well, I'm actually on...
And I usually...
Should I just pull up my phone?
If you ever want to know what's in season one, you can look at the notes of this podcast to see the longer list, or you can listen to it if you want to hear some also crazy us, which if you're listening to this now, that means you chose that option.
Then you're okay with it.
Yeah, but you could hang out with it's us, really maybe.
I was looking at the cat
but
giving himself a bath.
I generally will... find a number of different sites.
Sort sizes.
Yeah. What?
Sites. Yeah.
To I was like, well, where are you going
sites
with that?
To sort.
To sort.
Yes, exactly. Sort.
But I'll check out a number of different sites to see what is listed there as, like, your seasonals, because obviously I like food and I do lots of research, but I'm not an encyclopedia.
No.
Oh, yeah. So I utilize the internet to figure out certain things.
Well, I just found a great source, and we'll have it linked in the comments, but in the notes, that lets you pick out where, like, what state you're from.
Oh, that's cool.
What time of year you're looking at. So, like, early June, late June, and, like, it lets you break it down that way. And if you're looking for specific protein, or not proteins,
produce.
But specific produce, or just all produce, and it'll actually break it down to let you know, hey, and show you pictures of what exactly it is.
You know, I will say, as much grief as I give my home state of California majority of the time, they really do have a really good environment as a whole for growing produce. I mean, there's a reason why we as a country get a lot of our fruits and veg from
California.
Yeah.
So,
well, their climate too.
Yeah. It's a really great environment, especially right in the valley.
Just gotta watch out for them wildfires.
Yeah, but the thing that's hard though. Oh, well, yeah. The downside, it's kind of that, like, up and down, because the downside of it is that burning down the land, it also helps make it regrow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's you know, it's a terrible, sad...
Loss.
But another thing to cover for summer
Speaking of fire...
seasonal cooking.
Grilling is...
Grilling's, like, king for summer.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Everybody
grilling.
Already feels like that's what's going to happen.
You know, I find it interesting, and I mean, I'm like, when I think summer, I'm like, grilling, yeah. Or like, just go and use the smoker and all that stuff. But you know what's funny about that is it's so hot outside.
Yeah, no,
you're just going to make it hotter for yourself.
Like, and it's, I'm not going to knock it because we love grilling, but it's kind of funny. The same time. Now, if you are going to grill, do it safely.
There are definitely a few things that you want to watch out for. We did have a video in the past that
if we can find this video, we will share it. Because only very educational in showing you what not to do.
It's actually hilarious
because I was on the outside of this video for most of it until I had to, like...
Step in. And she only stepped in to laugh.
Yeah,
to laugh on camera.
That was funny.
It's very true.
I was like dying on camera. It was, because it was just...
It was a great, great video. Basically, what not
to do. Basically, the gist is, when if you're you have a gas grill, and you're turning it on, the propane and everything, don't let the gas and the propane just sit in the closed grill to light it with a match and explode yourself.
Yeah, yep. Don't, it's a bad idea. Don't do that.
You're so, gonna if we find this time. Video, just imagine what you're going to watch.
It was great. I had a lot of fun with it. I don't care if I might have burned off half my eyebrows.
You learned it something.
Did he learn? Yeah, he hasn't.
Well, we also cook over a wood fire a lot.
Yeah.
But
even when I do propane, I don't.
Tony does silly things.
It took you two times to learn it because you did it the first at your wedding, too.
That, it didn't happen. I don't know how that happened.
You don't know how that...
I don't know
how... Oh, it just flared up, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there was a flare-up. It wasn't a grill explode like that one.
It wasn't like that. Like, legitimately, I have no idea how. Yeah. So, bit of backstory. Like, Allie was referencing the day before our wedding, I was doing some grilling at my parents' house. Had a couple friends over. And basically, they had brought all the proteins and everything. So, I was doing wings over the grill. I don't know how it happened at all, but apparently later on Melissa had come out and she was like, "Have you seen your face lately?"
That is not what I said.
Basically, that's how it felt.
What I said was, "What happened to your face?"
So she asked the question.
Because his eyebrows and beard and eyelashes singed.
All of it.
And I was like, "What happened to your face?"
And so... I don't even know how it happened.
And then he laughed at me because he knew what happened to his face.
No.
You did know what happened.
I laughed because I was like, what are you talking about?
But you were like
trying to hide it. I was trying to
figure out how close were you to that grill.
I don't know.
For it to have flared up.
He doesn't know. Mind you, it's like five years ago.
No, I just have really bad memory.
Yeah, we know.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's Tony.
That's the game we play.
Seasonal cooking, your great things for now are grilling, and do not stick your face in the fire or near it.
And I would say, if you're nervous about grilling,
you can always
have a fire extinguisher next to you if you're really or a hose nervous.
Turned on, ready to go.
Well, yeah. I would say depending on
the type of fire you have.
Yeah. Because for a wood fire, yeah, go ahead, turn on the water.
Charcoal, same thing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that with gas necessarily, that's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
but the water would still stop the fire, it just, you would need to turn off the gas.
Either way, just...
But the main thing is,
have an exit plan.
Yeah, don't get too close to the fire, which Tony's learned. And if you are using gas or propane,
Oh, for goodness sake.
Don't let it just fill in the lid to light up and explode. That's correct. A bad idea. Now, some tips that we offer. What?
Sorry, all I hear is Wyatt. All I hear is Wyatt in the background. So me, mom.
If you hear him in the background, that's our child. You also might hear little heathen dogs.
The jingle jangle.
That's,
which
yeah.
Which is why I said whispered laid down.
Yeah.
Yep.
But some grilling tips. One, obviously meats are great to grill, but by all means, try out some different vegetables and fruits, because fruits are great for grilling.
Oh, yeah.
Stone fruits are good for grilling. Same with, like, mango and stuff. Like, you can...
Pineapple,
yeah.
Another one.
And you could also use some of those in, like, marinades for your meats and stuff, because they add flavors.
Another good little tip that you can do if you're trying to get... Let's say you're just getting into the grilling and you're not the most comfortable with it, and you're, you know, worried that you might char the meat or char the vegetables or something. What you can do is you can start it on the fire, and you can always take it off and finish it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, things like chicken, that's a good thing to do if you're scared that it's not going to be fully cooked all the way through without getting fully charred.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Or if it's, like, a thicker cut of meat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so, definitely try out some different things with that.
Mm-hmm.
They also have some really great pans nowadays that you can do, like, cut up vegetables in.
Oh, yeah.
Which make it
I was like, we have a couple easy. Of those.
And then also, depending on what you're grilling, one of the great things, because you can always oil your grill, but the downside of that is sometimes that causes flare-ups while you're doing it. One of the nice things is if you add oil to your marinade of, like, your meats or your veggies and stuff, you're already pre-oiling, so you don't have to put it on your grill because it's already on your ingredients, so when you put it on the grill, it'll release. Mm-hmm. Now,
those are really good tips. Yeah. Especially when it comes to...
Also, most of the time when you're grilling, this, I guess, comes with the oil idea of, like, wanting it to release and stuff, but also, if you're ripping your meat off of the grill, generally that means it's not ready to turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your food will release itself from the grill. Now, counterpoint to that is, if you have a dirty grill, so solution to that, make sure that your grill is always clean.
Mm-hmm. Always make sure it's clean, and then it's easiest to clean while it's hot.
Yep. So just as soon as you're done cooking, go ahead and give it a scrub down and clean it up and make sure that it's ready to go for the next round. And that way you can enjoy your grill all year long, especially because, you know, summer's only a few months and it is one of the best seasons to be able to enjoy outdoor activities, especially in the South. I would say that because I know in northern states, you know, you only get a couple months before it really starts getting cold. And Allie, growing up in Northern California, knows that.
Yeah. I mean, true grillers, you're going to find a way to grill no matter what.
Well, it's true.
But absolutely, once a certain time of the month hits, usually in about, I'd say, after October... ish or after September, that's when it really starts slowing down.
Can I get off?
So we have a new adventurer joining us today. It is our youngest, Elias.
Hi, buddy.
And he's now sitting down with Melissa. And so you might hear a couple little coos or maybe a little whimper here and there. But
were you sad?
You might have heard him in the background crying.
What happened?
Hi, buddy.
But I think...
He doesn't have any opinions on fruits or vegetables yet.
Not yet.
Not just yet.
But he'll definitely try them all.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think with that, Allie, are there any other tips that you might have when it comes to summer and cooking out?
Apparently he has tips. I mean, at the end of the day... Be safe, have fun, don't be afraid to try
something new.
Some new flavors, mm-hmm. You know, don't be afraid to throw some fruit in there and be like, hey, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what's the worst of it is that, okay, you don't like it.
Yeah.
That just means you can go, okay, it didn't work with this application. Let's try something different. Exactly.
Yeah. And, if you have any grilling questions or summer related questions about recipes or anything like that, definitely shoot us a message.
Yeah.
Whether you comment here.
Yeah,
Can you do that on podcasts?
I'm pretty sure
I feel
can.
Like you can. Whether it's here or you
us
find
even...
us on Facebook, which is just Two Chef Mission. And we can link that in here with all of our socials. Or you can shoot us an email at twochefmission@gmail.com.
Yeah, and that way we would love to be able to answer your questions and be able to be a part of your experience experimenting something or trying something new.
Yep.
Which is experimenting, so.
She's experimenting. And, of course, we are going to try and find that awesome video of Tony
really
and the grill.
Do some searching because...
Yeah.
It's somewhere.
If we lost that little gym, I'm going to be sad.
I just like how you hear Tony's sister in the very background. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a gem, for sure.
It is. Wow. So until then, keep it 100% fresh.
Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.